This is KRDO's weekly business cast with Ted Robertson, the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more. Published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast. And now, Ted Robertson.
And good morning. It's Friday, December 20th. I'm Ted Robertson. This is your weekly KRDO business cast. In your business headlines for the week, more than $100,000 in training grants are going to be awarded to local businesses. And a new study says the Springs is among the most caring of cities. And to your top stories, according to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, the Pikes Peak Workforce Center will award $111,000 in employee development training grants. Those grants will go to companies in El Paso and Teller counties who want to train their current employees, funded by the Federal Workforce Investment Opportunity Act. Grants must be used to provide training to employees to retain a skilled workforce or avert the need for layoffs, according to a news release from the Pikes Peak Workforce Center. Employers can choose from a variety of work-based or classroom training for current workers that will increase the competitiveness of both employee and employer. And with thanks again to the Colorado Springs Business Journal, a new study finds that the Springs ranks among the top 30 most caring communities in the nation compared to similar-sized cities. The study, released by finance website WalletHub, compared the 100 most populated cities across three key dimensions: caring for the community, caring for the vulnerable, and caring in the workforce. The study evaluated those using 39 key indicators of a compassionate spirit, with data sets ranging from share of sheltered homeless persons to number of volunteering hours per capita to share of income donated to charities. Colorado Springs came in at number 29 overall and ranks 16th in caring for the vulnerable. In cybersecurity news, Wawa is announcing a data breach that might have exposed payment card information for their customers. The Philadelphia-based convenience store and gas station chain says malicious software appears to have been the culprit, affecting credit and debit card readers in potentially all of their locations. The company's CEO is urging all customers who shopped at Wawa in between this past March through this month to check for any suspicious activity on their accounts. Wawa has over 850 locations. And Facebook is planning to run its first ever commercial during the Super Bowl. The 60-second spot will see Sylvester Stallone and Chris Rock team up. They're going to promote the site's new Groups feature. It's part of a campaign to use more intimate interactions between users instead of public posts. No word how much the social network paid, but it spent $382 million on Super Bowl ads last year. In Christmas commerce news, wearing an ugly sweater today can get you deals on food or onto an airliner ahead of other travelers. It's National Ugly Sweater Day, and a number of chains are offering lower prices and freebies. People traveling on Alaska Airlines can get free priority boarding if they wear an ugly sweater. The Alaska Airlines promotion is today only, but some of the food and drink deals run through the end of the month, and a couple are good into the first week of January. An internet search for Ugly Sweater Day deals will turn up the discounts. In international trade news, the House has approved the big North American trade deal. The USMCA is one of President Trump's top priorities. It would replace NAFTA, which was negotiated during the Clinton administration. The Senate would also need to approve the trade deal before it's sent to the White House. That will likely happen sometime next month or in February. And in former pizza mogul news, the divorce of Papa John founder John Schnatter is final. Court records show the divorce was finalized on Wednesday, with a Kentucky judge keeping the details confidential. Schnatter's ex-wife requested the divorce on December 5th. They had previously agreed on how to divide their assets prior to the filing. And in economic growth news, economists are forecasting 2.1% growth over the third quarter of last year. Analysts expect to see personal income increasing 0.2% and personal spending rising 0.3%. And a Murrieta, California waitress is likely thankful this holiday season after getting a $1,200 tip. 13 real estate professionals showed up to the French Valley Cafe for breakfast and decided to do a good deed. They called up the boss, who said Zoe Worrell, a 22-year-old single mom, deserves the help. She just moved back to Murrieta a few months ago with just a few hundred dollars and no job. The group says they hope to do something like this in the future. And that is your KRDO Weekly Business Cast for December 20th. I'm Ted Robertson. Join me next Friday at 9 a.m. for the Extra Business Edition and your Weekly Business Cast, only on KRDO News Radio.
You've been listening to KRDO's Weekly Business Cast with Ted Robertson. Get the latest local business and financial news, along with information on the economy, employment, and more, published every Friday at KRDO.com. Select the radio tab and click on podcast.